let's think about the facts. This trial is going to be a major war, a community war, okay? The team I'm going up against, they're running around the track. They're working out. They're sharpening their spikes. There's no one who's on their team. Me? I don't even have a coach. We don't even know where the game's going to be or what the fuck's going on. When this thing goes to court and trial, I have one shot and one opportunity to be not guilty, or I go to prison and death row.
Mm-hmm. That's the reality of it.
We have busted alibis. We have caught people in lies.
This is just insane because everybody's pointing the finger at somebody else.
You just don't hear every day walking in somebody's house, they're going to take the plastic out and pop somebody.
So he could get the execution date pretty much any day?
Yeah. There's no impediment.
This is Cousins by Blood.
Episode 8, The Jailhouse Tapes. By this point in the podcast, you've heard the statements from Amy Betcher, Ivan, Amy Betcher's stepdad, Mr. Kramer, Tawny, Ivan's mom, Sylvia, and a bit from Ivan's aunt, Penny. Remember, she was also at the early morning IHOP meeting. You've heard Sylvia's encounters with Carlos and Anthony and finding out about Frank, James and Amy Kitchen's mysterious roommate. So at this point in our story, Ivan has been arrested. He was arrested by Dallas PD on November 8th, 2000. And a few days after the arrest, Ivan's mom started recording the phone calls from jail to her and Ivan's Aunt Penny. As the goal of this podcast is to get to the truth of what really happened on November 3rd and 4th of 2000 and find out if Ivan really did kill his cousin James and Amy Kitchen, or if he didn't do it, who did, and how and why did they set up Ivan? Within these recorded calls lies valuable information. But because Ivan, his mom, and Aunt Penny know these calls are being recorded on the jail side too, they're fairly tight-lipped about the case. There are a few nuggets in here. However, it's more about the subtext and asking yourself, is Ivan's behavior in jail how an innocent man or a guilty man would approach the situation? You'll also hear some of the mundane, everyday conversations between Ivan and his mom and Aunt Penny as well, because it is part of the story. Although it may not get us closer to the truth, it's just pretty interesting. And if Ivan didn't do it, this is what it sounds like for an innocent man to be framed and arrested for murdering his own cousin and his cousin's fiance. The other important note is, this is Ivan. Not Ivan trying to come across one way or another in an interview. No, this is the real Ivan. Even if he knew his mom was recording these calls, he would have never figured 20 years later an audience would be listening to these tapes, critiquing his every sentence to find one little tell that he did or didn't do it. This starts with the first recorded phone call.
Hello, this is a collect call from
Ivan.
An inmate at the Collin County Jail.
To accept charges, press 0. Call is subject to monitoring and recording.
Hey.
Hey, Mom. Good morning. What's going on?
Well, just trying to get the day in order.
Okay. Did you try calling Smiley?
No, I didn't.
If you can, try calling him.
You'll remember Smiley was a drug dealer and Ivan and Amy's first stop after Ivan's midnight visit to James and Amy Kitchen's house. They stopped by Smiley's house party and picked up some ecstasy and coke.
I'm going to call about your visitation hours here because...
That's Ivan's Aunt Penny.
It might be 9 to 9:25 on Saturday. I'm going to double check on this.
All right, I'm in pod A1, or I'm in pod 1A.
Cell 1.
Cell 1.
Got it. Let me call.
Hey, Mom. Did Penny tell you about the Marker Marty guy?
Yeah, she mentioned something about that.
Carlos raised that kid, and I talked to him yesterday here.
You know Carlos by this point. Sylvia overheard him talking about taking the plastic out. Apparently, Carlos dated this Marker Marty's sister, Yvonne, back in the day. And Carlos took Marker Marty under his wing.
He was actually standing right up front of my cell yesterday. He's like 18, and he was telling me he just got busted with the biggest drug deal ever.
Oh, no.
But if I knew what day he got busted, that would explain Carlos doing that to James, waiting on the big deal to come in, Carlos and then Marty, and apparently something went wrong.
So just a few days after Ivan's arrest, Ivan was already assuming Carlos had something to do with the murders and was drug-related. Unless this is a smokescreen from Ivan to try to cover his own tracks. But you decide.
Okay.
Because Marty's here in jail.
All right.
Okay.
I'll see what I can find out.
All right. So, yeah, call Carlos. Tell Carlos, hey, Ivan saw Mark or Marty in jail. What's his last name?
Yeah.
You want to know why he was here. Because if Carlos tries to tell you some bullshit story, speeding tickets or some shit, the kid told me himself, he's going to jail forever.
Uh-huh.
He got busted with the biggest shipment ever. Well, the only person he works for is Carlos and Anthony.
All right.
Ivan was well aware of their drug business. You'll remember that he warned his mom that they were likely running drugs in the Mustang.
Well, we just found out that visitation's 9, so here it is, 7:50. So Penny's going to have to get going.
Okay, see, I'm glad y'all called.
Okay, because they switched it around. It was 3:30.
Okay, while Penny's getting ready, See if you can find out Smiley's last name and why he was here.
Well, we can't get that until, you know, Ashley called.
Call Smiley on his phone right now.
All right, we'll see what we can find out.
Put me on hold real quick and try calling Smiley.
And call Penny.
I'm still not sure why Ivan was so eager for his mother to talk to Smiley, the local drug dealer. I assume because Smiley could confirm his whereabouts. Though it would be interesting to hear what Smiley has to say, considering they would have been there roughly 30 minutes after Amy Betcher says Ivan committed the murders.
Go talk to Penny. Let me see what I can find out. Ivan.
Yeah.
Visitation is at 9 o'clock, so that means I have to go right now.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and haul ass.
Huh?
Just throw on a t-shirt and haul ass.
I know, that's what I'm doing. I'm hauling ass right now. Your mother's going to keep talking to you. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Can I take a check at commissary, Ivan?
No, it's got to be cash.
Got to be cash?
Or money order.
Okay, well, so maybe she can cash a check on the way up there. I'm calling Smiley right now.
Okay, okay.
Let me see what I can find out. Hello. I need to speak with Smiley, please. This is Ivan's mother. Smiley? It looks like that's a wrong number. Are you there?
Yeah, it's not a wrong number.
That's
did you call Smiley?
881.
Or did you call Smiley's home?
Smiley's home.
Okay, that is a wrong number. Smiley's home is Paul's number.
Paul?
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, I told Penny to tell you.
87?
I'm not even sure who Paul is. Apparently an associate with Smiley.
Call the one that just says Smiley.
The one that says home is really Paul's number for Smiley.
Yeah, the one that says Smiley's home is actually Paul. So call that one back and ask Paul why Smiley was in jail. Hey, I gotta go. They're running me back to my cell.
All right.
But hey, work on that.
Get
Penny on the way.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So that was Ivan in a nutshell. Do this, do that, boom, 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 go, go, go. He's still like that now, after 20 years. He's focused, driven, and detail-oriented, which is why it is hard for me to believe that he could have made all the mistakes, like leaving his clothes in the trash can and the Corvette parked right out front of their apartment.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Mom.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Are both y'all on the phone?
Yeah, we're both here.
Just grab a pen, because I'm only going to say this once.
Okay, I got a pen.
I'm so fucking pissed right now.
What happened?
What happened is I found out more in 20 minutes than we have been, you know, in 12 days with this Al guy.
This Al guy is Al Mendez. He was Sylvia's friend who was the criminal defense attorney that Ivan and Sylvia were on their way to meet before Ivan got picked up by the police on November 8th.
Mom, how do you know Al?
Al is a high school friend of mine.
High school buddy. Do you know why he's not taking this case?
He's not going to take this case, Ivan.
You know why he's not? Because he's emotionally involved, and he can't look at you.
No third-party calls are allowed.
He can't look at you in the face if I'm sentenced to prison. If I'm sentenced to prison.
Right.
And I'd rather him just say, hey, it's out of my ball league.
He did say that, Ivan. You do not have an attorney. We can't really do anything, Ivan.
Let me talk. I hear what you're saying, but I mean, I only have so much time on this phone, so let me tell you what's on my mind.
All right. Well, you can call.
What I'm going through right now. We could have paid an attorney for 1 hour, $500.
You have 1 minute left.
bucks that knows the law,
mm-hmm.
meet me at that court and say, you know what? It's a Collin County issue. They don't have a warrant.
Right.
You have to release him. Good night.
But that part is over. We have to move on because
right.
we missed
right. the opportunity. I sat in jail with nobody making any calls, listening to this owl fuck, and it fucked me again.
Ivan was upset because although Dallas arrested him, the crime happened in Collin County, so he ended up getting transferred to Collin County Jail. That's where he's at during these phone calls. But jurisdiction was not a concern for the police when they had all the evidence mounting against Ivan.
Ivan, we did make calls. We didn't get any sleep. We worked on your case 24 hours a day.
But you're not an attorney. Neither is my mom.
No, but we did call attorneys.
Okay.
And we were...
I'm just saying I'm not feeling very comfortable at all.
We're not feeling comfortable about this either, Ivan. But you have to remember, too, you're the one locked up, not us.
Right.
So your mind is going to be working overtime and... You know,
well,
it's going to be playing tricks on you, thinking that no one's letting you out of the system, and that's not true. You have to ignore that.
Yeah, but do you realize that it's going to the extent to where things were planted in my home to get me in trouble?
Officer Susan Eichenberg would agree that at least the jeans and the socks were planted because they were not there during the wellness check on November 4th.
You know what pisses me off? Is my only witness and my key saver to this thing, you guys didn't keep track of. You have no idea where she's at. She should have been handcuffed at your house.
Don't need to be talking about that.
Well, this is all recorded.
That's fine.
Of course, Ivan was referring to Amy Betcher. Ivan calls her his only witness and his key savior. Clearly, he had no idea what she was telling her stepdad and the police back in Arkansas.
I'm not gonna waste money on talking about her. We need to find her. She can prove your innocence, but that apartment is in her name legally.
And I'm not even on there as a resident.
That's right.
Although they lived together, Ivan had bad credit at the time, so the apartment was rented under Amy Betcher's name.
So I don't know why they're holding me saying they got evidence against me.
I don't know if you're going to go before a judge tomorrow, but you being there 7 to 10 days, you must get an attorney by the court. So you've got to get that. And we're not going to screw that up 24 hours before you go before the judge to get a court-appointed attorney. I can tell you that right now. I will fight it.
That's great. I'm happy. But you know what? What I'm saying is with what I'm fighting and what I'm having to deal with.
That's all we have to work with. You're not the only one fighting for your life.
Okay.
Yes, this is all we have to work with
right
now.
Yeah, well, you know what? Then if that's all I've got to work with, I might as well put a plastic bag over my head and commit suicide. Because I'm going, you see what I'm saying?
Ivan, you've been in a cell for a while, so don't let your mind get
your mind is playing. Your mind is playing tricks on you.
I have all day to think about
it. I know, that's just it. You have all day to think about it. You don't have anything to read. Your mind is playing tricks on you.
Read your book.
And when you're confined, your mind, it's like being in the Sahara Desert. You start seeing the oasis, and you get to it, and it's not there. Don't let your mind do this to you. Don't let your mind crack.
You stay focused, and you think about the facts clearly so you can tell your attorney.
We've got to stay.
Can y'all please be quiet for 2 minutes?
Okay.
Let's think about the facts. This trial is going to be a major war, a community war, okay? The team I'm going up against, they're running around the track. They're working out. They're sharpening their spikes. There's no one who's on their team. Me? I don't even have a coach. We don't even know where the game's going to be or what the fuck's going on.
All you need to know is you didn't commit that crime.
I do know that, but you know what? There's going to be a mediator called a judge. When this thing goes to court and trial, I have one shot and one opportunity to be not guilty, or I go to prison in death row.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. That's the reality of it, but we...
Right now, I'm not thinking of all
you did not do this, and you know you did.
I know I didn't do it, but that doesn't mean a rat's ass a fucking shit.
Ivan, we're hoping it doesn't get to that point, okay?
Right.
You're not doing it. You didn't. You weren't the one who... Ivan, you were just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Ivan, you're not even...
Which is the story of my life.
Yes, just keep your facts together.
Just
got my facts together. I'm not supposed to be in jail right now. I'm not guilty. I did not commit these crimes.
Well, I know. We know that. They know that, too.
Well, then if they know it, they can let me go. But they don't know that. What
it's not that simple, Ivan. This is a nightmare. This is a nightmare.
No, somebody has a bigger nightmare is the
audience
won't hear you. Let me talk.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You have 1 minute left.
my train of thought.
I don't want you to hang up being mad and angry. We love you.
I'm sitting in a box looking at all the reasons why I shouldn't be here. And I mean, I just feel like I'm fucking just sitting here in limbo.
No, nobody's forgotten about you. Remember, you're going to be out of there. We need to find the killer, okay? We need to find him.
Thank you for using Evercom.
Okay, Ivan.
Okay, I'm going to come.
Stay calm.
I just wanted to share some information with you.
Okay? All right, stay calm.
About how we're getting fucked.
Well, honey, we already know that.
Okay.
You're the one.
Right. But what I was going to tell you is, as long as I stay in jail, I get to go to school. Did you know that? So what I'm going to do is just keep postponing this for 3 years, get me a law school degree, then fight my own goddamn case.
Okay, well, listen.
I'm going to write a book.
During the trial, which will be covered in an upcoming episode, Ivan will ask to represent himself. Here again, he certainly is confident in his innocence.
Well, let's not think the worst.
I need to tell you this, Ivan. 2 calls is all I can afford a day, okay? So if you do one in the morning, one in the evening, fine. Okay. But I can't afford $25 a day in calls, okay?
No, they're $3 a day. Okay.
$3 a day?
$3 a call.
Okay, well, okay. That's $10 a day. That's $50 a week and about $200 a month that I don't have.
Okay.
So keep it to two, okay? And then tell me everything that you need to tell me
I'll talk, though.
Okay.
And I think Detective Wynn is doing all this research on his own because he's just so, well, he's probably thinking, what a clusterfuck this is. I know it's out of my jurisdiction, but I'm so damn curious, I'm going to stay on it.
He may just find the real killer.
I hope he does stay.
I hope he does stay on it.
I hope he talks to 1,000 people.
Because we need to find the person who did this. The person who did this, Ivan, needs to be punished.
And he's still on the streets.
And he's still
her.
Let me ask you.
I definitely know it took more than one person to do this mess.
Let me ask you another question. Was James and Amy's, was it an open casket funeral or closed?
Open.
Open?
Yeah. Open.
No third-party calls are allowed.
Okay.
Yeah.
When?
Who was shot under the ear and under the chin. Amy was shot on the side, lifting her arm up. It went through the...
Through her arm and through her body.
Through her side.
Okay.
And then she was shot twice in the head.
In the back of the head.
James is a tough, bad motherfucker.
Remember, James fought in a Golden Gloves boxing competition.
There had to have been a lot of people there. You want me to tell you why? Because James is not going to hold still.
We'll have to talk about this on the phone, Ivan. You need to talk to this with your court-appointed attorney.
All I'm saying is that James is a tough bird.
I know. And he's a big man. There was kind of a struggle.
Forced entry.
No, forced entry.
What might be funny is this might not even be drug-related.
It could be coincidental. That would be a twist in the loop here.
Here I am thinking, pushing it. It's because of the thumb them wanting to steal his drug business. And watch it be coincidental.
It might just be somebody robbing before Christmas.
Conversations like this next one give us a glimpse of what it was like getting into the routine of life incarcerated.
Well, I had to go to the infirmary yesterday.
Did you get sick?
No, I got bit by a spider.
Oh, really?
My hand swelled up. They're not going to give me a shot until they see what kind of spider it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a pretty good sized bite on my hand.
Mm.
And I was able to get my hair cut. I'm going back to the dentist sometime today.
Okay. So you got bit Sunday?
Yeah. That was yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got bit yesterday? Yeah, I got bit yesterday.
That's the 19th.
Yeah.
Today's the 20th.
Yeah.
So Ivan had been locked up for 12 days at this point.
What time?
Yeah. 10:10.
10:10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and this is going to be a slow process. It's not, you know, if they have to go to trial, they still have to do like a jury selection, all that stuff, and you haven't even been given your court-appointed attorney, so it could be, you know, 3 to 6 months before they even have a jury picked.
God.
So it's not anything that runs rapid, and generally, from what Al tells me, it takes about a year and a half.
I could have already been out twice.
Mm-mm.
What?
That wasn't a possibility. It wasn't ever a possibility.
How do you know?
Well, for one thing, even if we had the $50,000, it wasn't going to happen.
Why?
Because Collin County came right behind you.
A week later.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they would have turned around and picked you back up again. So it would have just been a revolving door with money down the drain. You would have been back at square one.
All right.
Okay, so we're just going to, you're in the system, and you're just going to have to depend that they do their job.
Yeah, the day would go 10 times easier if I had the paper. Then I could see what's going on with the city also, you know. But that would give me something to do all damn day.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, and it would mean the world to me.
Well, you have a book to read, so read your book.
I know, but I can only read so much Lord book, you know.
Mm-hmm. Read it two or three times, Ivan.
Mom, I'm telling you, I read it so much that I didn't comprehend anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes daily.
That's going to help you concentrate, because every time you read it,
Mom,
you're going to listen to something different. You may find out something different.
I read the words, but I don't comprehend it. When I read, I can only read for 2-3 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the come forth, the nigh, and all that, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. That's why I joined up for Bible study.
Oh, good. Okay.
Mom, I know you're doing your best. I feel bad that you're having to go through all this bullshit. Is Anthony still in jail?
I don't know.
You'll remember that Anthony got arrested on a drug charge when he and Carlos, Sylvia, and Penny went down to the station on November 6th to give their statements to Detective Wynn.
I don't know. I expect his mother's going through some hoops, too.
Did you ever talk to Carlos?
No, I refused to call up there.
Okay.
I don't want anything from Carlos.
Well, that Mark or Marty kid being in jail is a big plus.
Well, let Wynn handle it.
I mean, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's not for me to do. I'm not a detective. I'm a mom.
I know.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if Wynn's not going to return your call,
I'll just keep calling.
Just like before his arrest, even after, Ivan was trying to stay in Detective Wynn's ear, which is baffling if he did it.
You know, Detective, we talked to her, the Sullivan lady, and I made it clear to her that I was a witness. Made it very clear to her that I was a witness that there was another key, you know, that Anthony had a key.
The what?
That Anthony had a key.
Yeah.
I made it very clear to her that I was a witness to that, and that I actually held his keys, and your key was there.
Yeah.
You'll remember at IHOP, Ivan told his mom and Aunt Penny that the key on the Mustang key ring that Anthony had actually belonged to Ivan and Amy's apartment.
And they're, you know, so that way they know that there's a witness who's willing to stand up on your behalf.
Well,
and prove them wrong.
You heard him on the phone when I planned another deal.
By planning another deal, Ivan was referring to another murder when Carlos talked about taking the plastic out and shooting the pizza man.
Huh?
Remember, you heard him on the phone trying to...
Oh, yeah, I did, and I'm a witness to that, too. I made her clear that I'm in this, you know, that I will be testifying on your behalf if it did go to trial.
Like Tawny and Sylvia, Penny was never called to the stand to testify on Ivan's behalf during the guilt or innocence phase of the trial.
But that I saw a lot of things.
In jail?
I was going to call. I had to work last night. I'm going to call this morning.
Yeah, call before you come up here today.
I'll call when we finish talking. I'll call and see if he's in there.
See if there's a bond on him.
Okay.
Because if his bond's low,
uh-huh.
Then Carlos is keeping him there for a reason.
Yeah. Well,
let's say his bond's $500. Hell, we know Carlos has $500.
Yeah.
So if Anthony's in jail, he's keeping him there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, see if there's a bond, as if maybe you might go get him or something, you know?
Well, when they do work, have they finished with your tooth?
No.
Okay.
You don't have to take any psychological testing for any tooth treatment, Ivan?
No, they don't. They don't specifically give me psychological tests. In the unit that I'm in, I mean, I can just know and tell that they do certain things to see how we react. Yeah, but I'm definitely in a unit with full of yo-yos.
Yeah, well.
We got one guy that, you know, rubs shit all over his body.
He rubs what?
Shit all over his body.
He puts what?
Shit. Human shit all over his body.
Oh, my God. They doing putting you somewhere like that?
I told you, I'm in a fucking wacko world here.
Well,
let's talk about Pleasant.
Yeah, let's talk about something else here. I need to question that.
Well, I think the reason he does it is because he knows that they're going to make him shower and he gets to get out of his box.
Take a shower.
Oh, he'll let him out of the box. They know he'll have to give him a shower.
Yeah, I know that he'll have to shower.
Oh, my God. That is just disgusting.
What are the meals like?
What?
What are the meals like? Are they the same every day, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No, every morning we get something different.
Okay.
We get a cup of coffee, and we get something different, whether it might be oatmeal or grits.
Mm-hmm.
But we get that in the morning. Lunch consists of two or three different things. It might be a sandwich, it might be goulash, or it might be a...
just simple things.
Salad, yeah. Dinner's usually something kind of meaty, like a little small Salisbury steak, hot dogs, or chicken.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, I mean, they try to rotate it.
Dave's cooking turkey today.
Who?
Gabriel.
Gabriel Martinez?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not going. I'm skipping out on the holiday. I'm going to come see you and then come back here.
Okay.
But they're all going to be over there. I'm going to come home and do some reading. I'm ready for the fight.
This is bullshit.
Yeah. You just remember, it's just a bad vacation in a bad hotel.
Yeah. Mom, I took Mom grocery shopping last night.
Yeah.
And she couldn't find pumpkin pie anywhere.
So what happened?
She was all upset about her pumpkin pie.
Hmm.
You know me, Mom.
Yeah.
This would be the first of 19 Thanksgivings Ivan would miss with his family. And the same goes for James Mosqueda and Amy Kitchen.
What time is it?
Right now, it is 7:53.
God, it's that early still?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, it seems like I've been up forever.
I got up real early.
I don't think you get to see daylight, so you kind of get your times mixed up.
I don't ever know what time it is.
Yeah, because you always have...
I gauge my day by breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and breakfast is at 4.
In the morning?
Yeah.
So if you're sleeping, you have to wake up to eat?
They make you wake up, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's no sleeping through meals.
And your last meal is about what time do you have?
4:30.
What?
4:30.
4:30 in the afternoon?
Yeah. Breakfast is at 4. Lunch is at 11, and then the dinner's at 4:30. So that's how I gauge the time. Well, hey, when, remember, I couldn't remember his name? It's because everybody in Arkansas called him Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kramer?
Mm-hmm.
They call him Dick.
You remember Mr. Kramer. You heard from him in episode 3. It's interesting to hear what Ivan has to say about him.
Yeah, because his name's Richard.
Richard, yeah, but they call him Dick.
Uh-huh.
When he gets into town, when he brings his Arkansas driver's license, I don't have to put him on my visitor list. He can come up here and see me.
Okay.
I'd like to see him.
All right.
So will you tell him to come see me once he gets up here?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Kramer was coming to Dallas to move all of Amy's belongings out of their apartment and to take them back to Arkansas. Again, it doesn't seem like Ivan had any idea what Amy was going to run back and tell Kramer. Otherwise, I don't think it would be a very comfortable visit in jail.
I mean, if you have to stay an extra day or something to catch my visiting hours, I'd like to see him while he's in town.
I think he can go any time.
Right.
Because he's past...
He's more than 35 miles out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll ask him if he can come and visit you on the way out.
Well, but I please want to see him.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I won't discuss anything. I just want to tell him that...
Okay.
I mean, he's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the good thing is I'm gaining weight in here.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, all I do is eat, sleep, and shit. I feel like a fucking SPCA dog. And I get all excited when somebody comes on my cage. Well.
Ready to jump out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
exactly
good.
What it's like.
Yeah.
I feel like an SPCA dog. Fucking mess here. Just can't wait till this is all over and I get to go home. Oh, let me talk to Penny for a minute.
Let me get Penny on the phone.
All right.
Here. Let me talk to you for a minute. Hurry, because it's just about.
Yeah.
Hey, hurry up, because I checked my daytime and I'm fucking busy today.
Okay. I got your calendar on the way.
Just kidding.
I put a little bitty calendar in there just for the month of November.
Yeah.
But Drew and I got out yesterday and went to the mall.
Yeah.
And we saw Carlos's stand.
You saw it?
Mm-hmm, and took a picture.
Oh, you did?
I said, oh, I just happened to have a camera. I said, he can have pictures of friends and family. He says, you got a camera with you? And I said, I just happen to have one in the, you know.
So Drew that or Carlos?
Carlos.
Oh, Carlos was there?
Yeah. He was working his stand.
At the time, Carlos had one of those watch kiosks in the mall.
What?
He was working the stand.
Okay. So you went by and saw him?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you talked to him?
Mm-hmm.
You took a picture with him at the stand?
Yeah, me and him both in it.
For me?
Mm-hmm. He says, when's his trial? And I said, I don't know. He asked me that 4 times.
Yeah.
And I said, now, you know he didn't do this. And he
you
says,
have 1 minute left.
I said, now tell me honestly. He says, no, I don't believe Ivan did this. And I said, well, you know what, Carlos? I said, I'm not even an expert. And even I know that a professional did this. And I said, you and James know those type of people. And I said, do you have any idea who may have done this to James and Amy?
What do you say?
And he just got real quiet.
I said, you know, he said, have your mom call me.
Uh-oh.
I mean, yeah, have Sylvia call, not my mom, but, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, who's his attorney? And I said, he doesn't have one.
Yeah.
And I lied to him. I said, you're never, you know, I said, you're not getting out. I said, we need an attorney. And I said, Ivan doesn't have one.
Yeah.
So he says, well, how much money do you need? And I said, well, what do you have? And he says, what's his bond? I said, oh, I don't know. I said, do you have about $50,000? He says, no, but I can get $15,000. And I said, you need to think about who may have done this to James and Amy. You there?
Hello, this is a collect call from...
Convict.
An inmate at the Collin County Jail.
To accept charges, press 0. To refuse charges, call is subject to monitoring and recording.
You there?
In the event a three-way call is detected in the live monitoring or recording process, the system administrator will block this number.
Thank you for using Evercom.
Ivan? Okay. I didn't tell him that, you know...
Well, here's the deal.
I didn't tell him you could get out in the time period, the, you know, the 90 days or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't tell... I don't want him to know that.
Oh, hell no.
So, because I still remember him lying to me and Sylvia about Anthony, you know.
Yeah, did you ask him where Anthony was?
No. He didn't volunteer.
I was told Anthony's in Jamaica.
Huh? He probably would tell me he's in some foreign country. You're right. But I already knew where Anthony was. But the whole time I was looking at him, I kept remembering he's going to lie to my face, you know.
Right.
But I didn't want him to know, you know, that you, you know, the time period that, you know, you could get out.
Was he asking if he could get on my visitors list?
No.
I'm surprised he didn't ask.
Next, Ivan is back on the phone with his mom.
Did, when Penny told me with everything about Carlos, are you going to talk to him?
Later on tonight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what he's got to say.
Well, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to hear what he has to say.
Yeah. Because when Penny said that to him, he said, well, I still, you give me a call, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least hear what he's got to say or what the deal is.
Yeah.
Who knows? He might feel that he's in trouble and he might start talking.
I had a dream last night, Ivan.
That what?
That everything turned out okay.
Okay, good.
That whoever it was that they needed to catch, they caught.
Okay.
And that you were released and exonerated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God. At least we're having good dreams.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hey, if Mr. Kramer's coming Wednesday, my visiting is not until Thursday. So why don't you see if he can come Thursday?
He has to leave Wednesday.
He has to leave Wednesday? Well, I can't have visitors on Wednesday. Or call him and see if since he's from out of town, if he can come up here on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll call him today then.
Okay. Because I'd like to see him while he's here.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Kramer comes to Dallas to clear out the apartment, and Sylvia and Ivan's brother Eric move out Ivan's stuff.
Call is subject to monitoring and recording.
I love you, man.
I love you too, Eric.
It's nice to hear your voice, man.
Glad you're over there. What?
It's nice to hear you, dude.
That's Ivan's brother.
I know. I'm really glad you were there, Eric.
I love you so much, man.
I know. What's going on?
Well, we're just moving some stuff from your apartment over here.
Calls are allowed.
All right. Hey, Mom?
Yeah?
Were you able to get everything moved?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you able to see Amy today?
No. In fact, they came and took the stuff out. She did not come. Just her dad.
Okay.
Dad.
Mr. Kramer.
Yeah, and then he said that he had to head back, so he wasn't going to have time to visit with you.
Okay, but now, what, he just got all of their stuff out?
He got their stuff out.
Third-party calls are allowed.
Okay, so wait, what happened?
He got their stuff out.
Yeah.
And then he allowed me to go in, but he did not want to be there. He just needed to head on out, and then I had to do what I had to do.
Right, but basically he didn't want to be there when you were there.
Right.
Okay, so he wanted to get his stuff and go.
Right, because he didn't want to talk about the case or anything. He just says he can't.
He what?
He didn't want to talk about the case. He says he couldn't.
Okay. No problem at all. Okay, but you were able to get my stereo and computer and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, and were the cowboy tickets on the fridge?
No.
No. Were they in the place at all?
No.
Okay, then whoever was in the apartment had the tickets. Were on the fridge.
Anyway?
What?
Oh.
You don't think he would have took them, do you?
Who?
Mr. Kramer.
No.
But it would have been after the fact of the game.
So Somebody was in there after y'all left and took your tickets.
Right, and those people had to have gone to the game.
Ivan is saying that there were Dallas Cowboy tickets on the fridge that someone must have taken when they were in the apartment planting the evidence.
Did Mr. Kramer seem like he was in a bad mood, or?
No, he's pretty,
Did you not even get to see him?
I never got to see him.
He went in, got the stuff, left it unlocked, and then you got...
Well, he went to the apartment, used the phone, called me, and told me that it was time for my turn to go in. And then the manager let us in. We couldn't enter without her.
Okay. But at least she let you go in there and get everything.
Yeah.
All right. What are you up to?
I don't know, man. I was going to write you a letter tonight. I haven't read your letter yet. I just got here.
Yeah, I live in a box 23 hours a day, and they let me out for a little bit. They let me out tonight because I was crying.
Really?
Yeah, and I just I can't take it anymore. It sucks.
Man, you got to stay strong, man. I miss you, man.
I miss you too, Eric. Not tomorrow. I would have been. Well, today, no. Today, I wasn't here 3 weeks.
Wow.
Two here in Collin County and one in Dallas. Dude, every hour seems like eternity here.
Well, Ivan, you just remember that there is a higher power and a higher authority over this.
Just open up the door then, because he knows I didn't do this crazy shit.
Okay, well then you let God orchestrate his wonderful miracle.
Well, he's a little slow today. Must be a long list here.
Your miracle is coming, honey.
What?
Your miracle's coming, brother.
On the next, Cousins by Blood.
That little simple thing opens up these doors for me. Instead of us waiting and praying and having faith, no, my faith is in you guys. God can't run around town and hook this up. It's got to be you.
Thank you for using Evercom.
After 8 episodes, by now you have to have an opinion about Ivan's guilt or innocence. We want to hear from you. Please follow and comment on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Cousins by Blood Podcast. And if you believe Ivan could be innocent, more people need to hear this. So please ask your friends to listen. Ivan's execution date can come any day. If you have any information about this case, please email us at cousinsbybloodpodcast@gmail.com or call and leave a message at 469-382-2004. Mixing and mastering by Jody Abbott. Thank you for listening and stay tuned.